Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Vocalist Jose James has made a career out of blurring the borders of jazz music. He describes his music as jazz, but his version of jazz borrows heavily from the vocabularies of hip-hop, soul, and R&B. It's jazz for the present day, some might say.
You are the sound of my heart beating.
On his latest album, however, Jose completely changes direction and returns to the music that made him want to become a jazz singer in the first place, the music of Billie Holiday.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to
try something I never had.
Jose James' new record, Yesterday I Had the Blues, is a tribute to Billie Holiday to celebrate what would have been her 100th birthday on April 7th this year. On the album, Jose sings stripped-down versions of standards that Billie made famous long ago. And he joins me today in the Latino USA studios to tell us all about it. Jose, welcome to Latino USA.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
And so you remember your first interaction with Billie Holiday.
Well, I remember my very, very first one, which was when I was just a baby. I was looking through my mom's record collection and saw her face and was, like, fascinated by it. Like, she was the only person who wasn't looking directly in the camera. She had a flower in her hair. She was in black and white. So I think she just kind of, like, struck me.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. And then in high school, I was listening to all this, like, hip-hop and rock music. And through figuring out that hip-hop was using samples of jazz, I started listening to jazz. And I don't know, there's a few artists in each genre who sort of transcend their art form. Like, everybody knows Picasso. Everybody knows Michael Jordan, even if you're not a basketball fan. And for some reason, Billie has that power.
Let's talk about how you see her as a person and why you wanted to do this record for her.
Mm.
You see her as a radical feminist.
Absolutely. She lived life on her own terms. You know, and, you know, she was bisexual. She did not take any mess off of anybody. She stuck up for women's rights and, you know, for the ability to speak and sing what she wanted, where she wanted, you know, and Billie influenced everybody. That whole, like, singing behind the beat thing she does.
All of me, why not take all?
She plays with time in a way that nobody else has done since. And she's completely in control.
Take my lips. I want to lose them.
Honestly, I think she's the most advanced jazz singer who's ever done it. Even now, nobody's been able to touch her.
And yet you feel like she hasn't really gotten her due.
Well, when I was planning this release to coincide with her centennial this year, I realized there's also Frank Sinatra's centennial, which really surprised me because I thought she was way older than him. But they were born in the same year. Obviously, he lived a lot longer and is one of America's treasures, as he rightfully should be. But not quite in the same way as Billie, you know. And, you know, because of his gender and because of his cultural background, he was able to access, you know, media, TV, Hollywood, where she died at 44, hounded by the U.S. government on drug charges and discrimination for political views, honestly.
What kinds of political views were the ones that got Billie Holiday in trouble?
Well, Strange Fruit was written by Abel Meerpool, who was an early civil rights activist and social rights activist. And Billie Holiday heard Strange Fruit and said, yeah, man, I love that. I love what it stands for. I'm going to record it.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root.
Her label said no. She went to another label, recorded it anyway, and it came out and was a huge success. So it's like she hammered home justice for all, justice for African Americans, and people did not like that, and she wouldn't shut up about it.
Can you talk a little bit about the version that you did of Strange Fruit, which is incredibly unique, but totally different than the Billie Holiday version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I felt it had to be raw, you know? I mean, when I listen to Billie sing Strange Fruit, and like, to this day, I just get upset. It's super real. So, you know, I started messing around with a loop station at home, and I came up with this sort of vocal environment that felt like a chant, like a work song, like the times of slavery, you know? And it kind of put me in an emotional place, and I started singing the song over it, and it fit.
Bear strange fruit. Blood at the leaves and blood at the roots. God bless the child.
That was the next song I was going to bring up, your version of God Bless the Child, which is really quite stunning and beautiful and moving, which I'm sure that's what you wanted to do.
Well, I hope to do.
Was it fun singing that particular song, God Bless the Child?
It was fun. To me, God Bless the Child always had that element of, like, gospel to it. So we put that boo-dum, like, kind of almost Al Green, Memphis.
That's great, right?
Feel to it, you know? And yeah, it's deep. It's a deep song.
Money, you've got lots of friends crowding around.
For you to say jazz is a way of life for you, what does that mean?
Improvisation, you know? I mean, to me, it's just a large piece of the Black experience. You know, Black people, Latinos, you know, we still have to make our way every day. We have to figure it out in new ways. We have to hustle and bend the note and slide and try to fit everything in for the end of the month to make it all balance, you know, before the music ends, you know. I'm seeing how far I can take the metaphor. But, and, you know, a lot of jazz is like using your mistakes. You know, I think that's the beauty of it.
You're a dad now.
Yes.
Your daughter's name is?
Anais.
Anais. And what's your dream to be handing down to your little girl who's growing up with a dad who's singing the songs of this great radical feminist Billie Holiday? What are you trying to say to your daughter with your work now?
Well, I dedicated the album to her. And, you know, I want her to know that in many ways, things have changed. And that her dad is somebody who sees that change, but sees that it's not enough as well. You know, so it's important to remember the women who did the work, who put the work in. People like Billie Holiday.
Well, for all that you've done in bringing music as part of that change, we really want to thank you, Jose James, and thank you for this album. It's just quite wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all so much, man.
The evening breeze caress the trees tenderly.
Yesterday, I Had the Blues, the new record by Jose James covering Billie Holiday songs, is out now on Blue Note Records. And to hear more of his amazing music, stop by latinousa.org.